17 minutes to eight, and a very good morning to you. Of course, the Emirates Worldview with Adam Gilchrist in London. But just a reminder, if you want to win yourself R1,000 cash, all you have to do is send in a question about the world, a question you've always wanted answered. And if we had that answered once Adam's concluded his stories, then that R1,000 is yours. But Adam, a very good morning to you, sir. Are you there?
Oh, hello. Oh,
there we go. There you are.
I thought I was there. The traditional way of sort of rolling onto air on a Monday morning. Oh, is it me? Am I on? Good morning.
Is it that time already? Anyway, the president's Moscow links. No evidence Mr. Trump colluded with Russia.
No, this is after the two-year investigation by Robert Mueller, the special counsel, CIA boss, etc. And he has concluded, actually, in some ways, he's concluded that there aren't conclusions. But anyway, he has said that there is certainly no evidence that President Trump's campaign for the 2016 election conspired with Russia. Also, there's no evidence that Donald Trump illegally obstructed justice, although at the same time, he does not exonerate the president. I have to say, Mr. Trump himself has exonerated himself, saying, absolutely, this proves my innocence. Well, of course, he would say that, wouldn't he? The report summarized for Congress by the Attorney General in America. But the thing is, it's only a summary. It's not the full report. I'm not sure I would read the whole report myself. I might let someone else do that. But certainly Democrats and others are saying, we want to see all the evidence. We want to see exactly how this is presented. We want to see what's what. And you don't spend 2 years faffing around and ending up with some rather inconclusive conclusions, which I don't think are going to satisfy anyone, albeit Donald Trump claiming some sort of victory in this.
She was quite emphatic about that, actually. No, it's been political. I have been exonerated. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's talk about this.
He claimed that maybe there was a crime committed in setting up the investigation, which is an odd sort of call. He has a very different take on life, doesn't he, Donald Trump? Very interesting, but explosive at the same time.
He tends to drink his own Kool-Aid. Anyway, the stricken cruise ship, a dramatic rescue of passengers off Norway, and as a matter of fact, former South African and cricket captain Graham Smith's parents were on board as well.
Right. They would have seen some of this firsthand then. I mean, water washing onto a huge, great cruise ship. And it's one of those classic big, big ones with multiple decks and everything, and water washing on board and part of a ceiling collapsing. It's not really what you want, is it?
No.
There were 1,300 passengers and crew on board this particular ship, the Viking Sky. It lost power. It can happen to any ship, I suppose. But the trouble is, if you lose power in a storm, close to rocks, it was heading towards the Norwegian coast. It apparently got within about 100 metres of running aground. That would have been really serious if it had ended up with a gash in the front and started sinking, and goodness knows. So they started winching people off. But the thing is, helicopters only take people, what, 25, 30 at a time? Something like that. These are not big, big helicopters. So if you do the maths, it takes about an hour to take 30 passengers off and fly them off somewhere else and then come back again. That's an awful lot of trips. They got about halfway through, frankly, and then they managed to restart the engines and pull the ship into port ultimately. But can you imagine the compensation claims going on for this? That's 1,300 people, all of whom will want something back. It could be seriously bad news for the owners of the cruise ship,
I'd say. But couldn't they argue it's an act of God?
What, the engines conking out?
Well, you never know. Maybe it was damage as a result of, you know, the torrid oceans that they had to cruise on. Maybe the
it wouldn't help though. If you're one of those people who ended up, you know, with a broken leg because a part of the ceiling collapsed on you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that would wash with me.
No. Now, Chinese fossils, hey, a huge find, makes for some passionate paleontologists.
Yeah, some very excited scientists in China. They found this enormous treasure trove of fossils. They're talking about fossils around 500 million years old, and particularly unusual because a lot of them are things like worms, jellyfish, sea anemones, which don't normally fossilize. They're too soft, and they're just all sort of flesh and no bone, aren't they? So quite astonishing to find 500 million years old algae, for instance, soft body tissue and so forth. So paleontologists have called the findings mind-blowing because more than half the fossils are previously undiscovered species. And we're talking 20,000 fossil specimens. So obviously there'll be a bit of rewriting of how one thing led to another and so forth. And this treasure trove is collectively known as the Qinjiang Biota, which sounds like a really racy novel, Robert Ludlum or something like that, don't you think? The Qinjiang Biota. Anyway, they're studying it and then some in Shanghai as we speak.
Quinn, you're going to say it like it's racy, Adam. Let's try it again.
The Qinjiang Biota.
Yes.
Like that.
Absolutely.
How to make fossils exciting.
Don't know why you've not been, you know, using that voice for Hollywood trailers. I mean, really? Looking forward to tomorrow, Adam. That's Adam Gilchrist there with your Emirates Worldview. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question of any world topic that you'd like to know more about. You can stand a chance of winning that 1,000 Rand cash by just voice noting us your question, just the way Philip has done.
I would like to know, why are magistrates and judges called Your Honor and Your Worship, and where was it originally started?
So we went to Juanita Marshall, a language researcher, for the answer.
The term Your Worship was first used as an honorific prefix when referring to mayors, justices of the peace, and magistrates in present or former Commonwealth nations. In spoken address, these officials are addressed as Your Worship, or referred to as His Worship or Her Worship. This was practiced up until the mid-1600s, before it became more commonly used for the judiciary only. For magistrates specifically, the traditional form of address has always been Your Worship, a practice which harks back to Roman times.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much for that, Juanita Marshall. Great answer. Well done, Philip, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You win yourself 1,000 Rand cash thanks to Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort on board Emirates Business. Fly Emirates, fly better.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on katetalk.co.za.